Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, it's going to be a part of the Hale Balloon Festival coming up on Saturday, September 19th. Gets underway at about 10 a.m. Mark Moran is joining us. He's going to tell you about your curiosities and your collectibles. Mark, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the program. Have you been to the Balloon Festival before?
Yes. Last year was my first time there. Had a wonderful time with the folks in Hale and seeing the balloons, and also seeing all the great antiques and collectibles that folks around the area brought in for us to talk about and examine and think about their value. So that's what I do. I do these programs all over the Midwest, and Hale, as you mentioned, is coming up September 19th.
Yeah. Now, how'd you get involved with this, Marco? Is antiques kind of a passion for me from an early age? How did you get going on this?
You know, that's a good question. I grew up in a family. I'm the oldest of 11 kids.
Wow.
So we didn't have a whole lot of, you know, disposable income, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But my father was an artist. And so from a very early age, I was used to seeing his paintings around the house. And so I think that kind of just by osmosis, I learned about, you know, form and color and surface and texture and proportion and all those other things. And so by the time I got into my 20s, that was the first time I walked into an antique shop. That was back in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the 1980s, I became a part-time antique dealer. My full-time job was as a newspaper man.
Oh.
I was an editor and a reporter for papers in Wisconsin and Minnesota for 30 years. But I was always involved with antiques, you know, kind of on the side. And so then in the 1990s, I started writing antique reference books part-time, and I quit the newspaper business in 2002 to write antique reference books full-time, and I've written 27 books.
Wow.
On various, antique and collectible categories, and then I just began my fifth year of doing this traveling antique appraisal events all around the Midwest. I work with libraries, historical societies, communities like Hale. It's just been wildly popular from the very beginning, and I think one of the reasons for that is that no one has, in my line of work, has really paid attention to small towns and cities. And so from, you know, southern Illinois to the UP to the shores of Lake Huron, Iowa, Minnesota, and all over Wisconsin, I take these events. And again, they've just been wildly popular. I just booked my 126th event.
Wow.
Just for this year. Yeah.
That is terrific. Now, you were a one-time guest member, or still are a guest member, with Antiques Roadshow?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
I've been on three tours. I was on in 2010 and then also in 2013 and 2014.
Okay.
They invited me back this year, but unfortunately, all of their stops, they had six stops this summer, and all of their stops I was already booked doing my own programs. So I couldn't be on the tour this summer, but I'm hoping that they'll invite me back in 2016, which, by the way, will be the 20th anniversary of the American version of Antiques Roadshow. So I'm looking forward to being part of that crew again. It's a lot of fun.
It is. It's a great show too. Now, you know, they're when you watch them on TV and you see them, of course, always giving out how much the items are worth. But the story behind it always seems to be more fascinating. And then there's almost an anticlimactic point as to what it's worth.
You know, I think you got that exactly right. Oftentimes, when people come to my programs, they really don't care what the value is. They just want to know if the story that they have heard all their lives about, you know, items coming down through the generations, they just want to know if the story is true. And sometimes it is. And sometimes as it goes from one generation to the next, the story grows in the telling. But that's a really important part, the stories that go with the backstories, that go with all these wonderful objects. And again, people are always welcome to come to the program, even if they don't have something to appraise. An audience is always welcome. This is antique appraisal as theater.
Yeah.
So I try and make it fun and entertaining.
Now, so what should a potential visitor expect, and how does it work? If they come to see you out at the Balloon Festival on the 19th, what can they expect when they come see you, Mark?
Sure. Well, you know, first, if they have something that they do want to have appraised, they need to contact the nice folks in Hale.
Mm-hmm.
To register for the program.
Okay.
We're actually going to be starting bright and early at 9 a.m. on the morning of the 19th, And then when once they register, they'll be given a time, a one-hour window of time when they know they'll get their appraisal. They can come in, sit down. I have a 32-inch flat-screen monitor that I use to share information on all the websites and databases that I use for figuring out values.
Okay.
And so folks can plan on having a really entertaining time. It's not just, you know, history and dollars and cents. There's a lot of great stories to tell and a lot of wonderful experiences to share.
Now, that's that side. Now, what about for yourself? What do you find most enjoying about doing these events?
Oh, you know, part of the fun and part of the challenge for me as an appraiser is to walk into an event like this with 40 or 50 or 100 items that I've never seen before and try and enlighten their owners about their history and their use and their value. So, having done this now in my fifth year, I have more fun than anyone else at the program, but don't tell anybody.
Our secret is safe, that's for sure.
Okay.
Now, your shows are a fundraiser, aren't they?
Yeah, oftentimes they are. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know of any, libraries or historical societies or community events that are flush with cash these days. So it's a nice way to be able to give back to the community. A third of all the money that comes in on my fundraisers goes back to the host.
Oh,
and
nice.
So, it's a wonderful opportunity not only to find out what your treasures are worth, but also to support the community. In this case, to support the Hail Balloon Fest. And boy, those people work hard, but we really have a lot of fun there.
Indeed. It is going to be a fun day. Mark Moran will be examining your collectibles and antiques at the Balloon Festival, September 19th, that Saturday, getting underway at about 9 a.m. And again, you will need to make a reservation for that. And Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope everything turns out well for you, and we appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, and I hope that the folks out there can join us at the program.